The following day at dawn he hitched the wagon to the mule and loaded a small supply of apples and apricots. Before stepping into the wagon, he carefully counted his money. He fit the soiled bills into his leather wallet and gazed at the trees, sharpening in the blue light. Before he reached town, the sun was high and rinsing the standing wheat fields, quiet but for their resplendent shushing. The heat warmed his face but was not oppressive and blew a clean scent down the road. A few white wisps of cloud in the sky posed silently. He tied the wagon outside the feed and supply store and watered the mule, walked down the platform to the café. Inside, he sat at the counter and ordered fried eggs and coffee. The girl who took his order was maybe 13 years old. He studied her from under his hat brim as she wiped down the counter, carried a stack of dirty dishes to the kitchen. He guessed the girls he had seen were about the same age. When she came back out, she set his eggs in front of him, refilled his mug quickly. He watched her a while longer until she looked at him pointedly, unsmiling, and he looked away. A little while later, she came to pour him more coffee and said, "My daddy's got something to say to you." She withdrew and disappeared into the kitchen. A moment later, the proprietor, Weems, came out from the back. "I told you, Pa," said the girl, and floated past them down the counter. Weems came to sit down next to Talmadge, looked after the girl. Only after a moment did he seem to recognize her.
"My youngest," he said. "Been working here a week."